This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Lady to Lady Glam Cave, it's our Beef of the Week. Beef, 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 beef,
beef, beef, beef,
beef, beef, of the week,
week, week, week,
beef
of the week.
Beef of the Week.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Beef of the Week.
Oh my God, it is feeling beefy up in here.
It's getting beefy in here. So
get your A1 sauce. That's what you eat beef with, right? I know about beef.
A1, Worcestershire, depending on what kind of beef. Are we talking a barbecue beef? Then you want a barbecue sauce.
I love barbecue sauce.
It's a thick sauce. That's what you need, basically.
A thick red adjacent.
A Mongolian, perhaps a chimichurri. That's always delicious.
Oh, I love chimichurri. Honey, I love chimichurri.
I will say, you know, we've made a new theme. If you're new joining us, thank you so much. First of all, we're so excited to have you be supporting our show and our bonus stuff. So we love you. This is a new segment. It used to be called Top Secret Session. So we made a new bonus song for it. And this bonus song actually has been in my head like constantly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a beef that we imposed on ourselves. It's a self-imposed beef to constantly have one of our own themes stuck in our head.
It is weird. I just like, I keep it like beef in my head. Just
of the week.
Yeah. I'm proud of it. It's really good. I'm proud of it.
I mean, I think well done by us. I don't know if that's really a good sign or a bad sign that we all have it stuck in our head, but.
Well, and the fun thing about it too is that we recorded this during COVID. So we all did our own separate tracks in our homes, which I think made us look insane to the people we live with, which is great.
It did, but I have to say I liked it. And dear listener, get ready for more because I really enjoy making jingles with you guys. And I don't think that we've seen the last of the Lady to Lady jingles.
No, it's actually kind of a fun way to work because you're like, oh, okay, now I'll add my spice to the, you know, because when you're all doing it together, it can be like hard to know what you're doing. But now we're all kind of making a stew.
Yeah, like my process was like I would play y'all's tracks and then I would rehearse a couple times, figure out what I wanted to do, and then lay mine down.
Absolutely. Also, I would close my eyes when listening to you guys and pretend that I was in a booth.
Well, we all have our own interesting process for the 30-second repetitive jingles that we make. Okay, right, so
who's beefing? Who's beefing?
I do have a beef. I've been saving up this beef. Yeah, I've been saving this up.
Saving up my beef for you.
I think lotion is a farce. That's my beef.
Wow. Shots fired.
Barb, are you just saying this because you haven't been outside for a year?
That could be it, but I just don't think they do anything. It doesn't matter how often I apply. It doesn't matter when I apply. It doesn't do any. It just feels like all I'm doing is sliding on like a thick thing that's never going to penetrate my skin. And it doesn't matter what kind. I just think it's false. And I think it's been sold to us and it's a falsehood.
Okay. No, I do to a certain extent know where you're coming from because I'm experiencing similar woes. But I don't think it's a function of the lotion not working. I think in this particular time of the year, the lotion is just no match for the Sahara Desert that is our skin.
Yeah.
But it's not cold, a year. It is this time of year, but I just don't think in general, I'm never getting a seeping into the pores feeling. I just feel like I'm being slathered with something.
Well, Barbara, have you tried any like oils instead?
I've tried all of it.
Okay.
Oil's not lotion. I feel like oil works a little bit more, but I feel like that's getting in there, but it's not the same thing. Yeah. That exactly.
Oil is a lube of a different color.
But that's what I'm saying. Oil is different. So therefore, that's not lotion.
Okay. Well, it's
what kind of lotion?
Yeah, what kind of lotion are you on? Yeah, yeah, like, I love lotion. I mean, this is going to be a hard sell for us. What's your current lotion?
Let's put a beef on blast. No, what kind of lotion are we talking about here?
They're all the same.
No. Excuse me. I have 30 different tiny bottles in my bathroom that tell a different story. Some of them are absolute bullshit, but some of them kind of work.
Basically, every 6 inches of my body has its own lotion.
I'm putting it on still. I have even know what I have. I have a million different kinds too, you know, but I just feel like none of them are doing the job. The only thing I've gotten close to is Flamingo does this cool spray one that's really nice, like a hydrating body spray, which I really like because also coverage is an issue, you know.
No, I get it.
I would like you, Barbara, what I want for you someday is I like want you to be rich enough that you have a house where you can put like one of those do-it-yourself car wash, and then you can just walk through it, but it lotions you.
That
instead
is what
of
I need. I also will say laziness is a big part of it because I don't like having. It's just a lot. I have a lot of body to cover. It's just a lot of work, you know.
No, yeah. And I think that Brandy just brought up a really good point, which I wonder if you're there yet. But are you exfoliating before the lotion?
Not always. Well, I mean, I guess usually I'm doing the main large application after a shower where I have exfoliated. But no, I'm not always exfoliating beforehand.
Because I do feel like, you know how you have to cut off the bottom of the Christmas tree or it won't drink water? Like, I feel like...
Find the Christmas tree in your heart, Barbara. You cut off a layer of your skin.
But this is what I'm saying. Okay, so in order to get it to work, I have to do another thing? Fuck this.
Yeah, welcome to skincare, Barbara. Do we have to explain skincare to you?
I think in general, I just find all of it to be, I don't know. I just think it's all garbage.
I have to say, your beef about lotion comes at quite an interesting time because I just actually had a recent lotion revelation.
Oh. Big lotion talk.
Okay. All right.
So I was in Target picking up my prescription last night and I needed lotion. What do you know? And I remembered I was shopping through the lotion aisle and I was going to fall for one of the expensive lotions because, I'm an easy Target at Target. And
that's what their name was, by the way.
Yeah, what the name they're naming it after, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I remembered our past guest, Lacey Mosley. I remember her saying that Pond's is basically the same as La Mer, which is that like super expensive lotion that's like $500 for a little droplet of it. So that for some reason her voice popped in my head. I got the Pond's, which was like $5. I don't know. I put it on last night and this morning and my skin looks radiant. I mean, I know the lighting isn't good in here now, but I feel supple and moist.
That's what I'm looking for, suppleness. And I just don't feel like I'm ever getting it. Is a supple feeling.
Try Pond's.
Barb, I have a question. How much water are you drinking?
Oh, like half a glass a day.
Okay. Well, this is lotion can only do so much.
Yeah, I think you're expecting a lot from lotion. I think.
Yeah. It must begin on the inside. How much good fat are you eating? You need to drink water. Eat an avocado. Yeah, eat some sardines. Drink some water.
It could definitely be the fact that I sit in this spot for 15 hours a day and don't do anything but drink coffee. That could be part
and
of it.
That, I couldn't relate more. Absolutely. Because like you only have so many hours in the day to pee. Like when you're properly hydrating, who has the time?
It really is annoying. Like when you are really getting in that, what is it? 64 ounces or some shit? I don't know how much it is. Where is it? I bought like a giant water thing and I was like, I'm gonna drink two of these a day. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fill it up twice a day. If I'm lucky if I get through like a quarter of that motherfucker, like I just can't force myself to do it. So okay, maybe that's fair. I need it's from the inside out, like most beauty tips work on the inside first.
Well, right? And Barbara, what I'd like to see from you is I'd like you to do a scientific experiment. Perhaps maybe don't lotion for a week and see how you feel.
Ooh, that gave me the chills just thinking about it.
Oh. You know what your standard is. Now let's see what the difference could be if you don't
do
it for a week.
You call some shots for lotion. Let's see how you do for a week without lotion. Let's see.
You guys gonna come in? I can just see you like all masked up coming in my house and getting rid of all my lotion.
We're gonna take them all. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good old sandpaper Babs. Let's see.
Show us your elbows. Show us your elbows after a week.
I mean, we'll see. You know, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm using it that much now, but maybe I think if it was taken away from me, I probably would miss it, I guess.
I think a good one goes a long way. And I think it's important to like see what's in them. Like, Carmex always taught me a lesson back in the day. You guys remember Carmex?
Of course, that stuff tasted so good.
But Carmex had a thing in it that would dry your lips out.
Right. And it was like they tried to make you, it was like
addicted
to it.
It was a scam. Total,
Carmex is like one of the biggest scams of the 90s. It's like Carmex. I feel so bad for, like, honestly, people don't talk about this enough. Between Carmex and that, like, weird acne shit that gave everybody, like, fucked up bowels. Accutane was horrifying. I had so many. I mean, those two things. I mean, nobody talks enough about how we were just tortured as children.
No, our generation lived through Accutane, and I think we deserve some kind of credit for that.
Well,
thank you.
Luckily, there's many commercials that tell you if you live through Accutane, you may be entitled to a settlement. So
it's exciting to see the first settlement commercial hitting the television for our generation, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, good, we are growing up.
Do you guys know the last settlement that you received? Have you gotten any good settlements recently?
Oh, my God. I think I, like, it was like a juice, something involving juice, I want to say.
Juice is always fucking up.
Naked juice or something, like $5 for, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that one.
I think that was a big one. I think a lot of us were in on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I recently got a little something from the city of Los Angeles.
Ooh.
I think I got a little gas company action.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have that coming, too.
I mean, let's see right now, actually. Like, there's those websites where you can just, like, get in on whatever random giant lawsuits happening right now.
I forget if I've given that out as a life hack on this show before, but, like, I'm so pro class action laws because it's, like, a gift for your future self. Sign up for that shit. Take the couple minutes, sign up for that shit. You will thank yourself 6 months from now.
I mean, to be fair, I'm obviously going to be starting one of these after all these lotions fail me, so.
Babs Gray B, Cetaphil.
Is your skin still unhydrated from You may be entitled. You may be entitled to $3.12
from Big Lotion.
Sure, you've been drinking a handle of whiskey and passing out in front of a space heater. You're not dry. It's the lotion's fault.
Hey, I have not had any whiskey in a week, okay?
I was talking to the metaphorical universe, not you, Babs.
The capital U.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Oh, we got a lot. Wow, there's lots going on. I can't even keep up with all these medical devices, scams and ripoffs, defective products. We got some jewel lawsuits going on.
Oh, that feels
jewel like the singer. What if everybody was suing Jewel?
She's like, she didn't save my soul, and therefore, okay. Hey,
Barbara's very proud of herself for that one.
I am,
and she should be. That's great.
Well, that's my beef. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where the lotion takes us.
I think check in to see. Look at the ratings to see what kinds of lotion you have and look at, like, see what's, like, super highly rated and be like, that's the one I'm gonna go with. And I think just make sure you're drinking your water.
I mean the ratings, like, are I feel like that's all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I brought up the Pons thing, because I guarantee you Pons doesn't have good ratings. So sometimes it's like you got to think outside the
Pons is the one that's been, like, people been doing forever, right?
Yeah. That's okay. like from the 60s. I mean, I'm a little, okay, I will say I feel a little weird about endorsing it, because I did notice last night that it doesn't have that thing that says it's not tested on animals. So, I don't know. Gotcha. Maybe I rescind that. You listener, you figure that out. So if Pond sucks, I apologize for everything that I said.
You know what I like to do? I like to find a celebrity lady that I'm like, ooh, I like the way they're aging, and then I Google what they're doing.
I try to...
Selma Hayek's my girl. I like what she's
doing. Oh,
what
does Selma Hayek use?
She had her own skincare line for a while that was actually very affordable. It stopped recently, but there is this, I'm not going to know how to say it, but it's like, it starts with a T-Z-E. Google Selma Hayek skincare. Okay, you'll find the name of it. It has a specific root from Mexico that is used in old Mexican cultures to heal burn victims. And so it basically like regrows your skin. And that was the key ingredient. And there's a few things that you can get imported. And there's a weird company that's based out of Echo Park, but it's called ASDM Beverly Hills that makes a body lotion. And that's what I use. And I feel great with it every day. Yeah. I think it's like a little Latino family that's just like, we'll throw Beverly Hills on the name of this and sell it for $20. And people are idiots. So they'll buy it. And guess what?
I'm happy to be one of those idiots. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Also,
I think
the good thing that with Selma Hayek is that she's Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, definitely the good thing with Selma Hayek is that she's Selma Hayek. I totally
agree.
Oh,
for sure.
Whatever it is that I can put on me that will make me her, that's fine as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think absolutely. The important thing is that we cracked this idea. You know, you started out kind of thinking beauty was a scam, and now we realize that if a beautiful person sells us something, we're going to be beautiful. So I think we got to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. Just trust celebrities and everything they say. They're always correct.
Yeah.
Great. Well, okay. I also wanted to say before we end this beef, we have on our regular bonus episodes, we have a goal this year, and our goal is to get a joke into Reader's Digest. Yes. I want to let you guys know that deadline's coming up because we're recording a bonus episode soon. So I just wanted...
Girl, I thought about that and I already started. Yeah. Like, there's some drafts going on in my head right now. Yeah, I'm okay, going to come...
So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you also, if you listen to this, it means you have access to the, you know, the monthly bonus episode. So you're going to be hearing these very soon and we're very excited.
Yeah, very. So I think like that's due next time we record like a full length bonus episode. Everyone has to come with their Reader Digest joke, right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys know what category you're going
to
do?
I have not thought. I just remembered we have to do it. So no, we have to do it. Quote. We've
given ourselves homework. Not quite yet. I'm keeping it open. I was looking at the site the other day, just like taking in some to try to get the rhythm a little bit. But you know,
the rhythm,
we'll find out.
That's going to be the hardest part to nail. So
it's really difficult.
Yeah, because it can't just be our sassy, like, you know, dirty. You know, we got to know our audience.
We start the show with actual jokes. That's not what.
No, that's not. It's challenging because it's kind of like when Stephen Sondheim writes a song that's like that's what's the word I'm looking for? Not melodic. Discordant. That's what it needs. You need to be something needs to be like intentionally off about it, I think, in order for us to get in.
Absolutely. I think I'm gonna print out a picture of like a boomer yelling at a server, and then I'm just gonna use that as inspiration to
like
be like
a New Yorker.
Yeah, like what makes this person laugh? Like that, not the server, but the boomer. That's what I'm gonna look for to be like, what would they enjoy right now? And that's the place I'll be writing from.
Great. I can't wait. I'm really excited to see what you guys come up with.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, so much for supporting us and our beefs. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.